Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, Gator, typically on Monday we get start times for Big Ten games that are 10 days away, 12 days away,
yeah,
and we just got them.
Oh.
Michigan State at Minnesota on Saturday, November 1st, 3:30. Purdue at Michigan, 7 p.m.
Oh.
Son of a darn.
Another night game for you, huh?
Yes.
Against Purdue.
Yep.
Well, watch out for the Boilers. They can sneak up on you.
Just awesome.
Score a point.
All right, so Michigan and Michigan State over the weekend. Look, they did cover the spread. Our guy Greg, who just called, was showing frustration that seems like people care more about that than they care about the actual like games and stuff. You know, Greg, you can how does this impact you if you don't want it to impact you? Can you simply ignore stuff like point spreads? Can you still enjoy the games without watching that? Because I can completely disassociate point spreads with just watching games. Completely. And if there's a game I don't really care about but might have a leaning one way or another, it can make me care about it. But at the end of the day, you know, the only thing is there are a lot of betting shows now made available.
Yes.
I don't watch any of them.
I hear you. I don't pay attention to that either. If I'm going to wager on something, I'll do my own research on it and figure it out. And to varying degrees of success. But it's called gambling for a reason, so be careful out there.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
But yeah, I do notice. I pay attention to spreads because we do the segment every Friday, the If I Bet It portion. So I'll see at a glance all the spreads on the game, and I do wager occasionally on Saturdays and Sundays. So I'm aware of what they are. And when there's something that looks a little funky in the game at the end of a game, I will go back and say, what was the spread on that one? And see how some teams react. And look, I think you make a leap if you're going to assume that what they do at the end of the game is to cover a spread. I think sometimes you may feel very strongly like, oh, they only did this because of that. Mm-hmm. And I get it. There are times I've jumped to that conclusion too. But by and large, I don't think that that's what happens or that they're that cognizant of it. At the end of the Michigan State game, if you go back and look at the play-by-play of that for Indiana and their last possession, I mean, they were running the football. They just kept moving the ball downfield. And then it gets to a fourth down situation, and you're at 2 minutes. I mean, you could – and you're inside the 20-yard line. I mean, what are you going to just take a knee?
Well, I always wonder, like –
take a field goal. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
What if you have a big game and it comes down to a game, tying game-winning field goal, and it's raining? And your guys have made field goals in the rain like they did in this game and – live situation. So I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, is there a possible motivation other than point spreads? Yeah, I think there's a possible motivation.
Now, some people might look the other way, and then Michigan State comes back Yeah, and they've come all the way down the field throwing the ball because they should. They're, you know, they got a backup quarterback in there. They're trying to get their reps in, and they're trying to score. But then it gets to a fourth down situation, and they kick a field goal instead of trying to score a touchdown. And I guess that'll raise some flags too with the bettors out there. But
again, you know, what if there's a field goal situation later in the year where it's raining?
Yes.
And it matters.
Yeah,
you've done it before. I don't know.
I'm not going to pay too much attention to it. So what I will pay attention to, though, is the way that Michigan State played in the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a tale of two halves. I think that the first drive was a hell of a drive, eating up almost 10 minutes worth, and they end up with just a field goal. But, I mean, that's kind of a win for them to get that. Indiana comes down, scores a touchdown. Doesn't take them terribly long to do it. But then Michigan State gets another drive, marches all the way down, and this time they do convert. And they had two leads over Indiana, which is exciting. You knew they were gonna be short-lived, but let's see how this team can play in the second half. And unfortunately, they gave up the score at the end of the first half, and then Indiana's got the chance for the double dip. They get the double dip to start up the second half. They score again, and Michigan State could not get their defense off the field, and that is a major problem. I think they have a couple of really good players on their defense, but they're constantly playing through injuries, and not that all teams aren't, but it feels like Michigan State just – they're always decimated by injuries, particularly their secondary. And they can't – you're not going to be able to compete with one of the top teams in the country, which is hard to believe I'm saying that about Indiana. But that's what they are. Cignetti proved it last year. They got to the playoff. They played Notre Dame really well, lost, and now they're trying to – backed that up this year with the – now they're off to, what, a 7-0, 8-0 start, whatever it is. They beat Oregon. That's impressive. This is a good football team they have in Indiana. And if you're not going to get stops, you have no shot. And Michigan State didn't have much of a chance to win, but they had a chance to keep it closer than what they did. I thought Aiden Childs was great. He completed, what, 19 in a row or 20 in a row at one point. He looked like he was dialed in. His receivers look good. But in the end, they didn't score enough points, didn't come close to scoring enough points. And they couldn't run the football. And if they can't run the ball, then you become one-dimensional, and it's just a matter of time before the other team just tees off on you and wins their battles. And that's what happened. Michigan State not strong enough to last four quarters again.
I don't know what's weirder. Michigan State has lost three consecutive games giving up exactly 38 points, or they've lost back-to-back games losing by the exact same score, 38-13. But this is their Big Ten game so far this year. 45-31, 38-27, 38-13, and 38-13. It's altogether too many points allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, their defense is a real problem. I don't know if it's a personnel issue more so than it is a coaching issue. I tend to always lean towards the personnel and the players that you have. You just don't have enough good players. But I've said this to you before, watching Michigan State play each of the last couple of years, it feels like every time I see somebody make a tackle, they get up, you read the name in the back of the jersey, like, who the hell is that guy? Just don't know. Because it's a constant change with the transfer portal, but it's also a constant change because of injuries. They have to cycle new players out there. So it's an unfortunate situation for Michigan State, but they've got a chance this week against Michigan, their top rival, and to certainly feel better about themselves if they can come away with a win. It's going to be a daunting task. I don't think this is certainly not one of Michigan's great teams, but it's a good team that played a pretty clean game on Saturday, and Underwood played pretty good. Which was good to see him get that trajectory going in the right direction again instead of maybe plateauing a little bit or hitting a wall. But you would expect that out of a freshman quarterback. But he played well. Marshall, the running back, stepped into a duty that you knew that he was going to be counted on, and he delivered. He was great. And the defense from Michigan was very solid against perhaps a tricky quarterback, but they took care of it.
We will get more into the Wolverines next. It is Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, last hour to get your votes in. 97 won the ticket. Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket. All right, so talk a little bit about Michigan State, and you mentioned Aiden Childs coming off maybe his best game. Probably same thing for Bryce Underwood. Talking about two quarterbacks here in State, both putting up big numbers. And, I mean, Bryce could have been 25 or 27. Early on in that game, there were drop passes, and maybe he needs to take a little steam off a throw here and there. Yeah. But I also think receivers have an expectations of they think they should catch, you know, everything thrown their direction. But some of the throws he made in that game, he had one down the seam that was actually dropped early in the game to Deacon Tinelli because Michigan was playing without their top two tight ends. And Tinelli getting his first run, and he made some catches later in the game. But that throw down the seam was something. He later had a third and 11 to Tinelli off his back foot. Now, that might not have been the intended receiver on that play, but it was – turned out to be a perfect throw to Tinelli. I'd have to go back and try to ask Chip Lindsey about that. But there were a number of throws that he made that were pretty special. And you can see maybe it coming along here a little bit. Washington isn't a great defense, but they have some good players on that defense for sure. And so effective use with his feet, coming into his own here a little bit. And you know what's helping? What's helping is Andrew Marsh and Donovan McCauley coming on. The two wide receivers really have started to develop for them. Marsh with the one-handed catch on a throw that, you know, he was either running into coverage and the throw needed to be behind him or was just maybe a little bit inaccurate, but he made one heck of a catch. And McCauley has turned into the type of receiver that they hoped they were getting when they got him out of the portal.
Yeah, it certainly helps. And I think, look, it's just it's always an adjustment. You know, the receivers have to adjust to the quarterback. The quarterback has to make his own adjustments as well. And, you know, obviously – Bryce has a really strong arm, and he's going to have to learn how to add more touch, and you'll see more of that as his career goes on, and each week you'll see more of that. But it's up to the receivers as well. Like you said, they expect to catch everything. They should expect to catch everything, and that's where the adjustment has to come from their end, to expect the pass to come in hot, and you got to be ready for it. There was a pass he made, was a shorter pass, going right to left on your TV dial.
Okay.
And it was, I forget if it was to a running back or receiver to his, it was to the right side. And it was like a bullet that was thrown, but it kind of had to be. And it was a short bullet that was caught in stride. And that's what was most impressive is that, okay, if you're going to throw it like that, it better be where the guy's able to catch the ball and he needs to be paying attention to it. But it was like the receiver turned around, the ball is right there, and it's in line, in stride, and allows him to get yards after catch. And it's little things like that that, okay, that turned out to be a big play. Where maybe 2 weeks ago, that ball is dropped because you're like, wait, that's too hot. What are you doing? Wait a minute. You should know better. You've been practicing with this guy. You know it's going to come.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming out, you got to be ready for it.
The story, probably more than anything, was coming out of USC. What happened to the Michigan defense? And I made the comment last week that it felt out of character based upon what we'd seen through the first five games, or for four games, I guess it was four or five, whatever. They hadn't played like that, and then they really struggled defensively against USC. Didn't look like themselves at all, didn't seem to be as physical. Boy, did they bounce back this week. And again, their top two safeties were out. They were missing a defensive lineman who got hurt during the game. But the linebackers came up big. Damon Williams is going to be a problem in this league for a long time. If you had told me they would hold them to 7 points, I'm not sure I would have believed it. I was so impressed. They went into halftime in a 7-7 game, and Wink Martindale screwed the clamps down even tighter on Damon Williams and Jonah Coleman and Boston and their tight end. I mean, they did a really, really good job in the second half of that game. Give them a ton of credit.
Yeah, I'm not sure how good Washington is. They beat up on some bad teams, but threw up ridiculous numbers against those bad teams. So you know that they've got it in them, and kudos to Michigan's defense for shutting it down. You know, when you look at the different tiers of the Big Ten, it feels like, you know, you've got maybe four or five teams are in that top tier, and I don't think Michigan's there. I think they're in the next tier, and there's nothing wrong with that. I would expect it with having a freshman quarterback and having a young team to begin with. But what's scary about that is if these guys stay together, if there's no transfer portal attrition, that they could really go further. And they, you know, there's injuries that happen. Another injury on the field on Saturday. And
Evan Link went down, the starting left tackle. They think he's going to be, Sharon confirmed today, they don't think it's going to be season ending.
That's great. Yep. That's great. And to get Justice Haynes back would be big for them as well. Not that Marshall was bad. Marshall was great. But Justice Haynes is the headliner. Yep. That's a guy who could be a Heisman Trophy candidate down the road. But there's a lot to like if you're a Michigan fan, and the schedule is in your favor now until you get to that game against Ohio State at the end of the year.
Interesting feedback we've gotten, first regarding the gambling stuff that caller brought up. Somebody writes, are you kidding, Karsh? You're okay with Vegas controlling the points in a game? I don't think that happens. I don't think Vegas is controlling the points in a game in almost every situation. Do I think those guys kicked field goals because of the spread? I don't believe that. I know I always get accused of being naive. I think they wanted reps in bad weather for their kickers. But maybe I am naive, and I'll blissfully be naive.
Well, it's better than the alternative, because if you think the other way, then why watch if it's that obvious?
If I came across as being okay with Vegas controlling the points in a game, that was not the intent at all, and nor the belief that I have. The gambling is crazy. I mean, I'm not opposed to indulge sometimes, but I wore a JMO jersey to work where I do deliveries and hurt all day. Let's go Lions. Hopefully then parlays hit, baby. One guy said, and I quote, I don't even care if they win the game as long as my parlays hit. It's nuts.
Well, that's a gambling man.
Not a fan of parlays at all.
Love a parlay.
Why?
Because it's a way of getting the odds better. Now, it's only better in a payout. It's not better for you. You have more chances to lose is what it is.
Yeah.
But I like the action. I like the excitement of the parlay. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's you oh, could you could
lights
spend,
again,
oh, hang on, let me try something.
Yeah. We got to get the lights fade out here every once in a while in this studio. Oh. We'll get Bobby on it.
I thought maybe
a little creepy here doing the show this way.
Huh? I think it's kind of cool. I feel like I need a pumpkin in front.
Regarding the Red Wings, you guys are outrageously ready to be hurt again by a team that's having a hot start. Tigers must not have cut that deep. That's from Ron. I don't even know what it means, we are outrageously ready to be hurt again. I'm going to watch the team and hope that they win and think it's cool if they're off to a 5-1 start, the Red Wings.
They're off to a better start than I thought they were going to be. And then, yes, I call me crazy. I thought this was a playoff team going into it. I thought they were barely going to be a playoff team. And we'll see how it goes. It would be awesome if this team was, you know, a number 4 seed in the Eastern Conference. That'd be great. Am I counting on that? No, but I am counting on this team making the playoffs. And this start is a very good start. As far as the Tiger comment, hey, man. I'm not that stung by it. Here we are, what, a week and a half later, after they get ousted, and I'm fine with it. Okay, that was a great series they played against Seattle, a team that is clearly better than them, and they damn near won it. All they needed was one base hit in the last 6 innings, and they could have had it. They didn't. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'm actually really curious to see what happens next with the Tigers. What are they going to do in the offseason? Because there's some big questions that need to be answered.
Champ Larkin, Chump Ryan Day Lifetime Achievement Award. That's from Nate. Lifetime Chump Award, he writes. That's from Nate the Plumber. Did you see that Wisconsin got beat by Ohio State rather soundly, Wisconsin's AD has come out and supported his head coach?
Is that the kiss of death, or is that an actual support?
He also said some announcement about a continued financial commitment to the Wisconsin football program, and I think he's trying to drum up support for NIL money. I will tell you that AD, Chris McIntosh, who played there, is the guy.
Is he offensive lineman?
Yeah, the guy that let Paul Christ go and brought in Luke Fickell. He may find himself in that position where I might not get to hire the next guy if I fire this guy.
Yes, that is that. You're probably right. I know that the consensus from people that I know that are Wisconsin fans, which is more than just a couple, they are not happy. Happy at all, and the Fickell experiment has blown up. It is not good. It's not good at all. And, you know, in the transfer portal era, if you don't get it done quickly – it's not just that, you know, the coach is on the hot seat. Players leave. Like, players can see it too. Like, we're not going anywhere. Why am I staying here? I got an offer to go somewhere else, and I'm leaving. I'm out of here. And that could be a real problem with Ohio with Wisconsin. If they're starting to feel that from recruits, if they're feeling that from the team right now, because that's when you can get a sense for, hey, have you lost this team or not? You'll have a sense for it in the locker room. 100% you'll know.
Well, the weirdest thing is, and the problem, the hard thing for fans is the idea that you have to recruit your own roster.
Yeah.
That's a tough deal, that you get guys, and at the end of the year, it can essentially be everybody's on a 1-year contract and everyone's a free agent every year, which they don't even do that in pro sports. So it's really kind of an odd deal. And you think about every good player on your roster – somebody will probably offer them a better NIL package than you have.
This is why I'm waiting for the day, which I think should happen soon, where the NIL deals are contracts. They're binding contracts that keep you there for a certain amount of time. Because that's really what they are. They're paid athletes now.
And as an athlete, you might want to sign it from the standpoint of, okay, if this doesn't work, I have a binding contract to get paid for 2, 3, 4 years. Because not every recruit, that's a big deal, pans out. They just don't.
Right.
So there's risk-reward on both sides.
Which is going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because I don't think the NFL isn't looking at this, and the players like, it would be so much better to be in college these days.
Yeah.
Because I can get a new contract every year.
What's cool is maybe it'll keep more players at the collegiate level, which hopefully. I like, but – all right, we'll continue talking Pistons when practice ends. JB Bickerstaff scheduled to stop by. It is Carson Anderson here at the Henry Ford Health Pistons Performance Center. 97 won the ticket.
Mm-hmm. Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, down at the Pistons practice facility, and JB Bickerstaff. We can see practices still going on, so we're going to expect that the coach will probably be with the team throughout the duration of practice, as one does. So if they
you guys keep running it, I'll be back.
We want him to be with the team during practice, yes. But if they can wrap up practice here soon, we'll get JB on. In the meantime, huge Monday Night Football game tonight. Lions-Bucks. Bucks have been the kings of the comeback win. Lions with the depleted secondary. They've reached a point where all starters are indeed out of this game, whether they're injured or, in the case of Brian Branch, suspended. Did I read there's like an online, Kang, did you see this? Did anybody see an online movement for anybody with a Branch jersey to wear it tonight? This show sign of solidarity? Is that
I did see something.
A little grassroots movement?
Well, I know that Coach Campbell's wife had put something on Instagram, I believe, that she was giving away a couple of tickets and parking pass and whatnot for someone who could show they owned a Brian Branch jersey. So maybe people are taking that to the next level and saying, hey, let's just all wear one, you know?
Everybody wear a Brian Branch jersey.
And if you have a green mouthpiece, go ahead and do that too.
yeah, wear your green mouthpiece. Either in your mouth or stick it in your head the way Brian Branch, if you have your Lions helmet.
Use some painter's tape. With the, put on your head.
Yeah. Just people walking around with a green mouth guard.
Yes,
first of all, where do you find a green mouth guard?
Diet.
Fluorescent green one like that. Yeah.
And diet.
It's Halloween season, man. Let's go.
Yeah, people get creative, right?
So it would feel like
go
it was
sexy
like
a Brian Branch.
That's right. Wear that jersey selectively.
It would feel like apples to apples if all the Tampa receivers were hurt. Chris Godwin out, but it looks like Evans is coming back. And Emeka Egbuka did practice Saturday with a hamstring, recovering from a hamstring injury. So we'll see if that means he's still listed as questionable. Mike Evans also listed as questionable. He was full go on Saturday. So just situations to monitor. Gator, you still don't have your...
No, still in a problem with the parking pass getting into the wallet and all that. That's still an issue. Same response I have. Something's off on our end. We should have everything running smoothly any minute now. So hang tight and try again soon.
Yeah, that. So we're talking about a an ongoing backdrop to this game as the Amazon Web Services system is down, and that has cost a lot of websites that are work in conjunction with that problems, and that includes the Lions app where people get parking passes and their parking passes and tickets. So hopefully, I would say keep trying because the feedback we've gotten is some people say, no, it's back up, or I got it to work, but Gator, you still haven't got it to work. So just keep trying.
You know who I blame?
Let me think about this. Who do you blame? Scott Harris. For not making a trade at the deadline.
No, I'm a Harris bot. Haven't you figured that out yet? Yeah. No, it's not that. I would blame the NFL.
Blame the NFL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's just another thing, a long litany of things that they're doing just to screw the Lions over.
Yeah, that could be a really bad situation tonight. Let's hope they get it sorted out.
Thanks a lot,
out.
Goodell.
Bucky Irvin is out for this game. The talented running back that they have has got a foot problem, a shoulder problem. He hasn't practiced all week, officially listed as out. They do not have a great rushing attack. And with a lean McNeil back, you wonder if maybe, you know, they can try to line up in such a way that helps the pass defense and assume that Tampa's not going to run it. I don't know if you can make that assumption, but having a lean back, you would think that that would help in their run defense against a team that isn't a strong rushing team. On the other side, I mean, Tampa's going to focus on slowing down Aiden Hutchinson, right? And the Lions have one of the top five teams in the NFL in terms of sack percentage, the number of times a quarterback drops back and how often he gets pressured and gets taken to the ground. Lions have been very effective in that regard, but it is Baker Mayfield, who is one of the kings of improvisation in the NFL. So just something to keep in mind when Tampa has the football. When the Lions have the football, you know, I look at Todd Bowles' defense and I look at their point totals. They played them three times in the last 2 years, 16, 20, and 31. They've done a decent job against this Lions offense, the Buccaneers have.
Yeah, they have. And I guess it comes across as a little surprising because this Lions offense can be prolific. We've seen all season long they've been able to put up points except for – two games, but we saw them throw a 50-burger up early, and they could have thrown 60 on Chicago if they wanted to hang 60 on them. I'd like to see the offense get humming again. I think they will. I think they're going to score six times in this game, five touchdowns and a field goal. I have it 38-27, but that means Tampa scores five times. But the difference being Lions keep them out of the end zone. They'll score a couple of field goals instead of getting touchdowns, and that'll be frustrating for them. But I think that's what happens. When the field gets shorter, that's when the defense will be better for the Lions because it should benefit the defensive backs because the receivers have less room to make something happen. And when you're starting a secondary without starters, you need every little bit of advantage that you can get. I think Aiden Hutchinson is going to have a big game, at least a couple of quarterback sacks in this one. I'm really excited to see Aleem McNeil back in the mix and seeing how he patrols the middle of that offensive line, and he gets pressure too, and he and Tyleek Williams, and he and DJ Reader. Reader's more of the run stuffer. Tyleek can get some pressure on the quarterback. I'd like to see how that's going to work, and if that forces him to try to go to the outside and wham, right into Aiden or El-Khadim Muhammad.
I got the Lions winning this one 34-17, and I've said it all week last week. I think this is one of those games that when it's over, it's going to be that exhale. Oh, that's right. Everything's going to be okay. They're a really good football team. So I'm going to take the Lions to win this one, not completely comfortably, but I think a late touchdown to pull away what is otherwise a close game. But I got them 34-17. And I am predicting a big game for Jahmyr Gibbs. In spite of what Dan Campbell said about trying to get the running backs more balanced, if you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, the two games that he has played against Tampa, he was injured for the game down in Tampa last year. Was it last year? 2 years ago, they played down in Tampa. He was injured in that game. Then David Montgomery got hurt in that game, and Craig Reynolds ended up being the lead back. But the two games since, 13 carries, 84 yards, 9 carries, 74 yards. It's over 7 yards per carry. And I think in theory they want to make it a more balanced attack. However, I think given this matchup and what Jahmyr has done in the past, I'm going to go ahead and say big game for Jahmyr Gibbs, and I think another big game for Sam Laporta. Some backup tight ends have had some success against this Tampa defense, so I'm going to take the Lions, what did I say, 34-17? 34-17.
You said 34-17.
Yeah, and the back-to-back, you know, loss thing that they've avoided, not only have they won their last 11 games after losing a game, they have 11 straight covers in that situation by an average score of 32-15. So there is something to be said for how this team does respond. So, Kang, do you got any pick you want to get in on this game?
I got a high-scoring one, boys, 42-30. I think there's going to be no defense tonight. I think the Lions need all the points they can get, obviously, with no secondary, no starters from week one playing in this game. And I think you can never count Baker out. I mean, he's going to try to rally them. They're going to score their points, but I think it's going to be too little compared to what the Lions put up tonight. So big scoring game for me. Take the over.
Yeah, just a reminder, too, that it is a 7 o'clock Monday night start because they have two Monday night games. You don't like that? Or is it, did I see did you make a face?
No, the face I made was, I was trying to look up the start time of the game. And I'm just getting spinning on my phone. So I'm glad you updated me because I forgot if it was 7 or 7:30. And no, I'm not a big fan of the two Monday night football games. This one I'll be happier with because it starts earlier. So I'll be able to get home at it before, you know, 1:30 in the morning, I would expect.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Down at the Pistons practice facility, they are wrapping up practice, and we hope to have J.B. Bickerstaff on. By the way, the guys at Buffalo Wild Wings, they preview tonight's Monday night game. So 2-6 obviously follows, and we expect to get plenty of Lions discussion then. Predictions still coming in. This is via the Twitter. Dom writes in, Tampa 45, Detroit 24. Tampa will carve up this secondary, and Jared Goff will struggle versus Todd Bowles, who will pressure and blitz all game. Well, that would be unfortunate. So,
one thing with pressuring Jared Goff is that he is definitely not as good pressured as he is when he's got the clean pocket to step up and throw into. His numbers are significantly worse.
But also, doesn't he have some of the best numbers against the blitz?
I think he has had that in the past, but last time I saw some stat about this was a couple weeks ago, and it did not look favorable to Jared Goff.
Well, what it means is that it can be that against the blitz, the offensive line does a great job and still gives him a clean pocket. It
yeah, I mean,
he has as much as anything.
He has not been sacked that much this year, which is great. And if Taylor Decker is back in action tonight, that adds more stability to that offensive line. And I'm not going to be crazy mad if Taylor Decker doesn't play because it just means that they want to give him the extra week off. They get the bye week coming up after this game tonight. So this team needs to get healthier for sure. And we've seen this team play and score a bunch of points without Taylor Decker. So if they have to go that route, then they have to go that route, whether it's Dan Skipper or whomever to be brought up, although I think it would be Skipper, to play left tackle.
Justin writes in, this is a total kitchen sink game for the Lions. I think we're winning. It's something like 31-28. Tampa is this team's nemesis. Nobody plays us harder than Tampa does year in and year out. If Bucky Irving sits tonight, we may need to play five in the secondary. Well, I mean, they may do that anyway, but Tampa's done a good job against this Lions offense. I mean, the playoff game, Lions got to 31, but in these last couple of regular season meetings, these have been low-scoring affairs.
That they have.
Yep. Steve writes in, Lions 46, Tampa 20. We control the clock. Gibbs and Monty both score along with Laporta 1 and St. Brown 2. And a pick 6. Well, I'll take that.
So if Montgomery and Gibbs score again in the same game, does it knock off Emmitt Smith and Moose Johnston as the duo that has scored the most?
I think so.
I think so, too. Well, let's see it. Let's go. Yep. Let's pick it up.
Yep.
Knock those Cowboys down a notch.
We'll see. Packers and Bears both won, so it's important in the division for the Lions to keep pace. But you know what I've discovered? I spent all of last year wanting the Lions to be the one seed, I'm so much more focused on what that injury report means.
100%.
I mean, it's really, really weird. And that's why I said earlier in the show, long season, lots can happen. But at the end of the day, I just would like to see that they are healthy after the bye week and can get on a bit of a run.
Look, now,
and as they get guys back, somebody else is going to get hurt, but you're just trying to pare those numbers down as the season goes on.
I know that factually the only games the Lions lost last season were at home, mm-hmm. two in the regular season and the playoff game. I know that's factually correct.
Yep.
But I also know, being there firsthand, there is absolutely a lift that the team gets from playing at home, mm-hmm. and they're way more comfortable playing at home than they are on the road. Not that they don't do well on the road. Obviously, they did. They were undefeated last year. But this is a team that wants to play in front of the fans. And if you don't get the number one seed, at the very least, you want to get a home playoff game because the fans deserve it. That's a big part of it. But all in all, yes, be healthy. Be healthy.
Yep.
And we'll see who suits up tonight and who doesn't suit up.
And the fans can make a difference. Like, it is definitely a real thing. I'd been looking forward to, since Ford Field opened, the idea that Detroit had a legitimate football team, because I thought it was going to be the best home field in the NFL. And I think, the record is one thing. But the sound in that building can be piercing, absolutely piercing. So
I think it'll be crazy loud tonight, yep. assuming people are able to get into the stadium.
Right. Still nothing with your
– No.
If you haven't heard, there's a massive Amazon Web Services outing, which is impacting the Detroit Lions app. So I don't know how many people download their tickets to their phone before the game day. Hopefully you've done it already, because I am noticing it's still problems with FanDuel, and you still are having problems with the Detroit Lions app.
Yeah.
So they say they're
– I think mine is now through Ticketmaster at this point. It gets to the Ticketmaster part, and that's where it kind of cracks out.
Keep trying, because some people have had success today. But that is a big, big, big looming story. So
pulling on that rope.
What's that?
Keep pulling on that rope.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Is that some sort of phrase?
Was that the Electrifying Mojo thing? Or?
That was tie a knot, keep hanging. That was Electrifying Mojo. Yeah.
Something with a rope.
Yes, there was a rope. If you feel like you're slipping, tie a knot, keep hanging. Don't say damn gator. Say whammy whammy whoa.
Now you're talking.
Yes.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You better be.
that's how it works.
All right, here we go. Just in time. We are joined by the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, Mr. J.B. Bickerstaff, who is joining us here following practice. I know we had to hustle you off the practice field, or practice court. I hope we didn't interrupt anything.
You did. You ruined practice. So I hope you feel good about yourself.
Well, I mean, the next 5 minutes are going to be spectacular. We got to make up for it, right?
That's right. Better be the best we've ever done.
Well, I will tell you, we sat here a year ago with you coming off a 14-win season. What a difference a year makes. Did you anticipate that the improvement would be that much?
I mean, we expected growth, but I think to say, that number, we wouldn't be being honest with each other sitting here. But we knew we had talent in the room. You just didn't know how quickly all of our stuff systematically, and then the chemistry. And I think that's where we were able to overachieve a little bit, is we had chemistry like other places don't. And we won basketball games because we were more connected than a lot of other teams were.
So leadership-wise, I mean, Cade Cunningham's amazing as a player, and it looks like he can take even another step forward, go from star to superstar. Hopefully we see that. But entrusting that leadership to somebody that young, how do you go about doing that? And obviously you've surrounded some other veteran players here, but how do you feel about his leadership?
I mean, it's earned. You give guys an opportunity to show you what they're capable of, and then you make decisions based on that. And, giving Cade that opportunity and just being around him, I couldn't be more pleased with the way that he handles himself and the way he carries himself. It's one of the most amazing things that I've seen from a guy his age, with young guys to older guys to referees to coaches. It doesn't matter. He's a leader no matter how you look at it. And he's so selfless, but so talented. And that's the fun part about Cade is, Cade can go out and do the things that Cade does. But he's always at the same time supporting people around him and making his teammates better. He doesn't have to take away from them in order for himself to grow. And I think that's when you got something special, and he is.
When you guys got to the postseason, we started looking up the rosters and comparing your roster to everybody else in the East. You're by far the youngest team that's contending for the conference. Now with the injuries that are elsewhere, I mean, it's not a ridiculous thing. You guys could ascend to the top spot in the East if everything goes right and the arrow keeps pointing up.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to do the job.
Sure.
You know, and that's our focus. And I know that sounds like coach speak, but it's the truth of it, is we're a process-driven team. Every single day, we do what we feel like we need to do in order to get the results that we want. But we focus on doing the small things every single day. And again, we believe in the group and the talent that if we do things right and we're the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, we'll get the results.
But can you feel the incentive is there? Like, hey, this, when you were a 14-win team, nobody was talking about winning the East. Can you feel that the guys see that achievable goal?
There was a hunger in our guys following the end of last season, and I was impressed to a man of what our guys did this summer as far as work goes. So you can feel the energy that they have to get better for it, to get back to where we were before, and then take another step. So, you know, there is a purpose to us. It's a different purpose, obviously, than we had this time of year last year, and you can sense that from all the guys.
Is it a setback to see what's happened with – with Jaden Ivey, obviously the injury, I mean, he's going to be gone for at least 4 weeks here. But playing without him last year, you guys played really well down the stretch. And the thought of getting him healthy and getting him back was really enticing. What does it do to the team's morale or to you as a coach to see, damn it, he's going to be out for another 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's more frustrating for him than it can be for any of us, right? Like, to be able to work your way all the way back and do all the stuff that he did to get back to where he was and then have this happen. Like, we feel more for him, you know, and just, like, we miss his energy. You know, we miss him out there with the guys, you know, every single day. So we'll figure that part of it out. You know, again, we'll go through the same process with him, you know, do what he needs to do to get, you know, hit those markers so we can get him back on the floor, and then we'll ingratiate him back to the team. And we know what talent he can bring for us. You know, we know how he can change games and win games for you too. So, you know, it'll be like a, you know, a 6-week trade or 4-week trade, whatever it might be, where we get an influx of talent where other teams are just standing pat.
I feel like coaches don't like answering this question, but is there a guy on this team you think is really ready to take a huge leap forward?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's tough for us to answer that because we believe in all of our guys. You know, I expect guys like Asar, like JD, like Ron, to take big steps for us this year. You know, I think their opportunities are going to be greater, and I think they're ready to handle those opportunities as well.
What did you learn from the series against the Knicks? It was a great series for fans to watch, brutal series to play in, lots of ups, lots of downs. What did you take out of that?
I mean, there's just so many small things that matter, and I hope our guys saw that also. You know, it's a possession in the first quarter where you make a mistake on a rotation that gives up a three and the game ends up being a 2 or 3 point game. You know, and understanding just how important possession by possession is in playoff basketball. And that's the thing for myself and our guys that I hope we took away from it, is that you can implement in the regular season. You know, if you do those small things in the regular season consistently, they become habit for you, and then when you get to the playoffs, you don't have to worry about turning on a switch or, you know, trying to gain that experience in the moment.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about replacing the shooting and Duncan Robinson coming in, being able to provide some of that. What about Dennis Schroeder's minutes?
Yeah, I mean, we'll miss Dennis for sure. You know, what he was able to do post-trade deadline and how he helped, you know, run our offense and, like, the small things. Like, when we were in the bonus, we knew we were going to get a foul call because he was going to dribble into somebody and fall down, right? Like, he would help you gain extra points that way. But, again, we believe that, you know, with adding Caris LeVert, his ball-handling ability, his playmaking ability, he can take some of that pressure off. Marcus Sasser, Danis Jenkins, like, we've had guys that have been really, really impactful for us from the top to the bottom of our roster as far as ball handling goes. And then, again, we're just going to look a little different. You know what I mean? Like, our defense will still be the same. We'll be aggressive. We'll be tough. We'll be physical. But offensively, we'll just look a little bit different to try to make up for, you know, the loss of some of the shooting and then, you know, the playmaking that he brought as well.
With a team that got to where they did last year, maybe unexpected, even self-admittedly, a little bit unexpected there, how long was this offseason for you to get back because you want to validate what happened last year and improve on it?
I mean, to be honest, it seemed like it flew by. You know, it's weird. Like, it's weird in the offseason is, you know, you spend a little bit of time with your family, and then it feels like you turn around and the season is here again because you don't stop working anymore. You know, it's summer league, it's free agency, it's draft. So you just keep working, and then it's how do I prepare my team for the upcoming season? So, like, by the time, you know, it came, we were chomping at the bit to get going. But then we look back, and it was like, damn, where did the summer go?
Well, Coach, we appreciate you hustling off the practice floor to be with us, and good luck.
I appreciate it.
It's been fun watching you guys.
Thank you very much.
A lot of fun.
There is the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, J.B. Bickerstaff, here. And that'll do it for our show from here today. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. Don't forget, coming up next from Buffalo Wild Wings in downtown Detroit is we got the 2-6 extravaganza with Mike and Rico. So thanks, Kang, back in our studios, Bobby here on site. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.